First CPA mobile.
Four.
A part of a call in there, KB4CBA.
David, at least for 7 more minutes anyway. Kilo Z4, Mike.
A part of that. Tom, how are you? Are you doing this after? Nope. Got 4 more minutes, 3.5 more minutes towards afternoon.
I went and picked up my car, poorer than what I was early this morning, and been riding it around to try to make sure it fixed it, and looking at mowers and window shopping and actual shopping, and went to bus Adam at Verizon, and they've got the store closed up, and just made me more frustrated, but I'm going to go home and spray the yard.
Well, I'm curious, what was the problem with your car?
Replaced that catalytic converter that's been bad on it for the last, 6 years?
You could put what we used to do to fool the computer, let's put, spark plug foulers on, they'll screw on a, O2 sensor and, it doesn't let the, sensor, let the sensor get as much of the exhaust, as it normally would, and it fools the sensor into thinking your cat is working.
Mine have been bad for a while, and I just kept driving it, but here in the last couple of months, started making the car run poorly, and I started throwing codes that it was running too lean in banks 1 and 2, and I'm hoping that this cleared it up.
To be the bearer of bad news, the cats usually don't throw the lean codes. Lean codes are from either running E85 fuel in a car that doesn't use it, or you got a vacuum leak somewhere. And that's what throws a lean code. Cat codes for, your O2 sensor seeing. It doesn't like to see.
I had had the code for the cat for a long time, and then this came up, but I can tell it's driving a lot better anyway. But according to what I read, when the computer is getting that information back from the oxygen sensor, it will actually adjust the mixture to keep the engine running right properly. And I don't know. So we'll see. I'm a runner, and if that doesn't work, I'll take her back and let them look for a vacuum leak, because that's one thing I don't do. I do not like looking for vacuum leaks. They'll drive you nuts.
Me. I've looked for a ton of vacuum leaks. Usually can listen for them, but then if you can't find it that way, you can get a can of brake clean and just with a straw on it and just start spraying around the engine while it's running and watch the short fuel trim pits on the computer, and they will jump back up to around zero when you find a vacuum leak, because they'll suck that brake clean in through the vacuum leak and burn it, and it'll make the mixture good, for those few seconds. And that's just a little trick that we used to use.
That's just a little bit out of my pay grade.
I mean, you you learn stuff like that when you work on cars. It's just, you know, because you can't see a vacuum leak usually unless you've got a vacuum hose. Some of them, they dry rot. And it's the funniest thing, they cave in. And, but they'll get a little slit in them, and that's where it's sucking air. Or if you're, well, that's a different thing. I was getting ready to say something about your mass airflow. Well, yeah, your mass airflow, it can throw a mass airflow code, because if your engine, your mass airflow sensor sees all the air that goes into the engine. Well, if you have a vacuum leak that's outside of that hose there, then the mass airflow is not seeing it, and it will actually lean out your mixture, and then throw a leaking code. So that's what's happening. And so I tell you, cars I guess you have to understand the computer strategy, and computers can compensate to some extent, but they do have their limits. And once it reaches that limit, or the sensor steps outside of its parameters, it's going to throw a code.
For Mike. Roger, roger, roll. I figured I'd run this thing around a bit. It's not sputtering like it was before I took it in. So I'm going to run it as much as I can, see how she runs, and see if it will eventually throw the lean codes again, because he cleared all the codes out. If it does, hey, you want to look for a vacuum leak?
Can. I don't have a computer. I'd have to have a program for that for your car that would pull up the PIDs for the... Well, they make scantles, but I don't have one of those. They're kind of pricey, and I always use the one at Mazda, so the computer there, so I didn't have to buy one. But anyway, I was going to ask you. Oh, well, it sounds like your cab might have been stopped up if the car was running poorly. And it was getting stopped up, and some people. I mean, if it's their own vehicle, now I wouldn't do this to a customer vehicle, but they run like a metal rod through there and break the converter up, so it opens it up to allow the exhaust to flow, or they just take it out completely, which is, of course, illegal.
Back in, my older days, back in the 80s, I had taken one off and took a piece of rebar and just hammered it through there, and kept right on trucking with it. But, just kept the check engine light on all the time. And didn't want to do that with this one. Wanted to fix it right, and ouch. I'm hoping it did. But I have destinated here, my friend. I'm going to run in here and mix up some herbicide and go out here and try to do some spraying. So try to stay cool today and have a good day. If you need me for anything, give me a yell, brother. KB4CBA, this is Kilo Z4 Mike. I'll be clear.
I'll have fun working out in this 90-degree heat. Enjoy the QSO, Kilo Z Mike, KB4CBA Mobile.
4NDK Mobile. 4NDK, do you copy?
sorry I was slow on the trigger there. W4NGK, KB4CBA. How you doing today?
CBA, W4NGK, doing well here in Charlotte. I'm just walking my dog, and on my HT in the neighborhood, crossband repeating, and heard y'all talking, so I decided just to dial in and say hello.
Good. You got a little white noise with you, but nothing. I mean, you're readable. But I'm sorry to say that I have destinated. I'm pulling up here at my daughter's house. I'm going to come over here and see the grandkids for a little bit. And then I got a doctor's appointment at 2, so... So I'm going to have to bail on you, but I hope things are going well up there in Charlotte.
Yeah, I understand. Family comes first. Have fun with your daughter, and hopefully your appointment goes okay. And maybe I'll run into somebody else out here. This is W4NGK. I'll be clear on your final and monitoring.
Tell me your name again.
November Alpha Tango Echo.
I thought I had your call written down here, but I guess I don't. But I have heard you several times. And, yeah, there's plenty of people to talk to on this frequency. I'm sure there's several listening right now. So anyway, but enjoy this beautiful day, and we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA, clear.
W4NGK, I'll be clear and monitoring. W4NDK. CQ, W4NDK.